LNB's audio diary for the 13th of February 2023. It is a Monday and it's just about it's a little after 2:30 in the afternoon. I am at the pharmacy right now and I am driving home. It has been something of an oddball day. The weather was predicted to be chaotic and crappy, and indeed it has proven to be exactly that. It was clear this morning, then it got windy, and then, like, within the course of about, I don't know, 20 minutes to a half hour, snow and rain and crap all piled in, just blew in, right? So they are predicting weather today, obviously, as I say. But they're pretty unclear as to exactly what they're predicting, right? And it's been that way all winter long. And I do personally, and that's a stark difference from previous winters. So I am kind of throwing this with climate change, frankly, because that is a change. And it's a strange one because you just, you know weather's coming, but you don't know what you're getting, and it could be anything. So they're predicting anywhere from like 2 to 6 inches or whatever. This was a little more than a dusting, a lot less than real snow. The road's completely clear. It's wet, but it's clear. And, it's kind of sticking to, like, dirt, you know, and grass and stuff. So, it is what it is. And it's not over yet. They're talking about more tonight and all the rest. But, about midday, I get an email from Mrs. Bronx saying she's got a migraine. She gets them from time to time. And it seemed to come on when the weather changed, so there might be a clue there. But it was also a crazy, stupid, insane day over there. Just a lot of weird stuff happening. Animals coming in, people coming in. Just a really chaotic place today. But if she gets a migraine, I tend to go and pick her up, right? Oh, I was gonna go in. There's a gaming store, and I keep meaning to go in and introduce myself and talk to... Oh, they're not open today. I think they're closed on Monday, Tuesday. That's right. So I'm fine. But I want to go in, because I'm looking for a game in person. And maybe somebody's running a game of some sort there. I don't know. Here's the mailman. Hi, Mr. Mailman. I will, I'm behind you, and I'm not going to pull around you when the weather's all shit. So, are you pulling in? Yes. Okay. There you go. Sorry. Okay, so the weather. It got really bad for a while there. You know, I went to pick up Mrs. Bronx because of the migraine. And she wasn't sure if she was going to go because she took some of her medication and, you know, she's got special migraine pills. And she took some and it got a little bit better, sort of, I don't know. At any rate, it's like my policy, she gets a migraine, she comes home. That's just how it is, right? Because if she doesn't, it's definitely not going to go away and she might keep it for days, you know? So it's happened before. So no, that's my policy is come home, rest, take, cause she's got some heavy meds at home for migraine that just knock her right out. And you know, if she needs to, she could do that and then sleep till tomorrow. Right. So, I get on the road and the snow is coming down. It's really hard to see on the road. Road is still clear. You know, the actual, pavement is still clear, the asphalt, you know, so I could drive at a normal clip, but you couldn't see, right? Not easily. And there was, on the way in, I said, I should revise that. On the way in, it wasn't bad, but on the way back after she came out, and I had to wait for a while because she was doing feeding or something like that. And, on the way back, it got pretty crappy. So I didn't drive, you know, at normal speed, even though the roads were fine, but you just couldn't see. Also, we were going to pick up a package today that supposedly was, it's really weird. It was, it's coming through FedEx, right? And they sent a message and, you know, email or whatever to Mrs. Bronx saying, yeah, we can't deliver for whatever reason, right? We're going to drop it off at one of, I don't know what their terminology was, but it was something like one of our vendor partners or something like that. Basically, there's a dollar store in town called Family Dollar. No, Dollar General. This one's Dollar General. And they use that as a FedEx drop-off point. It's the weirdest thing. I never heard of such a thing, right? All right, fine. Really weird. Right, so it was supposed to be there today, and they usually drop off around noon. We got there about 1:30. Yeah, it was about 1:30, and they still hadn't come, probably because of the weather. So it's like, did we wait for it? No, this is stupid. She's sick. She's got, you know, she's got migraine. Also, little Bronx needed his meds, right? And I, you know, I wanted, I called the pharmacy, had it all set up. I was going to pick it up today, this afternoon. I even called them, special to, so I could pick it up this afternoon. They're very nice there. I really like them. But, you know, in small town America, they still roll up, you know, the shutters, or close the shutters, I should say, for lunch, right? So a place closes for an hour for lunch from 12:30 to 1:30, right? And it was just about 1:30, but they weren't back yet. And it's like, do we wait? I don't know. No, because my policy is she goes home, right? Because she's sick. So it's like, fuck it, we'll go. We'll just go home. So that's what we did. But when we got home, I got to thinking, because little Bronx is out of his medication, right? And it isn't something that's super vital. It doesn't change, you know, an awful lot of his day or anything like that, but he's out of his meds and I want him to have his meds. So I felt really crappy about it. So I said to Mrs. Bronx, maybe I should go in and get him anyway. And she's like, all right, well, just be careful, drive careful. All right. So I got on the road and it looked really, really bad. And then I drove out of it and it's clear right now. I'm in the sun. There are clouds moving by really, really quickly. The roads are absolutely clear. There's no snow right now. I'm telling you, this weather is insane. You just can't predict it. You just can't predict it. I don't know. So anyway, we don't have our package, but I do have the meds, right? And I called the med, you know, the pharmacist, and I said, you know, the weather, I'm not going to be able to pick it up today, blah, blah, blah. And then I went in anyway, and she said, oh, you made it. And I said, yeah, you know, I told her, I'm just a liar. You shouldn't believe anything I say. And they're laughing. But, such a strange day. Strange day. All right, so, what's up with me? Did I talk about this? The other day, I screwed up the RSS feed for Star Drifter. I published chapter 12, or I should say, I finished chapter 12, uploaded chapter 12 to the Patreon people, and then uploaded chapter 11 to the feed, except it wasn't chapter 11, it was actually chapter 12 again. I did it twice. So people on the feed went from chapter 10 to something marked chapter 11, but which was actually chapter 12. So they skipped a chapter and were like, what? How'd they get there? All right, so I had to go back and fix that after it was pointed out to me. And I did. It was, I don't know, like 2 days later before anybody got back to me. But I heard it from a bunch of people. I heard it from several people. So it's like, okay, wow. Don't be me, I made a mistake. Well, it was like 1:30 in the morning, I was half asleep, I wanted to publish this thing, and I screwed it up. You know, that's basically what it amounts to. I screwed it up. But it's fixed now. And, you know, that's good. Alright, so, yesterday was Sunday? I think it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday. I recorded chapter 13, and I have started working on that, and I hope to actually get it out before the end of the week if I can. I want to really ramp up on the audio on this, but the weather's got to be cooperative, right? Because it was a windy day when I recorded it, and yes, you can hear the wind on the mic. I can't do anything about that without running it through some noise canceling, you know, noise reduction filters. And you know, the audio quality takes a worse hit a lot of times when you do that. So I'm just going to leave it as is. It just, it is what it is. You know, I mentioned it a while ago. The audio quality in this one is just not going to be as good for a variety of reasons. And this is one of them this time. So, and you can hear it at the beginning and then it goes away. And then I think it comes back and then it goes away, as because that's the way the wind has been going. It's been chaotic and crazy. So, whatever. I'm sorry if it bothers you. I really am. Because I like to have nice, clean audio, but it's not. So, at any rate, we're not going to dwell on what it's not. What is Chapter 13? Well, it's me hoping to kick it into high gear and try to finish off the audiobook before I get into any serious, really deep dive work on volume 2, right? Well, I've actually already started the, you know, the draft process for volume 2. Technically it's going to be draft 4, but some chapters only got one draft so far. So it's actually going to be quite a mix, and there's a lot of rewriting that needs to be done. So there's a lot of work. Excuse me. So there's a lot to do, and I think starting early before I'm, you know, like even done with the first audio, you know, really trying to move this along, because as soon as volume 2 is done, as soon as volume 1, the audio for volume 1 is done, I'm devoting myself, you know, wholeheartedly to volume 2. I want volume 2 to be done completely by the end of the summer, right? And that includes the audiobook. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I don't know if I'm going to hit that mark, but it's good to have a goal. So, you know, it may extend much longer than I want. You know, this one did. I was actually hoping to be nearly done with the audiobook by this time. In fact, February, I think I was supposed to be done by the end of January. Well, obviously that didn't happen, you know. And I apologize for that, but it is what it is. So, yeah. A lot of work to be done. A lot of work. So what else? I've been working on the role-playing game. I know I keep saying, I'm going to put it down and start focusing on this other stuff, but I can't help myself. You know, I have idle time when I can't really do anything else for a variety of reasons, and it's there calling my name, so I got to go back and work on it. So I've been trying to structure it and organize it so that it's easy to follow. I went through, here's something that I have done, right? For this is volume 0.05.1, okay? For version, I should say, not volume, but version. 0.05.1. And it is a whole new beginning for the game system. I went through and I pulled all the artwork out. Not because I think, like, that we need a whole fresh look to the whole thing. It's just they were distracting from a layout standpoint, right? You know, just for a lot of, you know, like inserting artwork should have been like the last thing to do, and I'm kind of starting over with the game system. So I pulled all the artwork out, and I'm just going forward with straight text, and I think this version is going to be straight text. Still have the covers, the front and back covers. I still have a logo in the frontispiece, and I still have one PNG towards the end that covers the timeline for Star Drifter. But other than that, all the clip art and stuff like that, I pulled all that out. First off, it was kind of shabby anyway. There was a certain charm to it for what it was, right? For what it was. But it's a distraction now, and I just don't want it in there. So I pulled all that out. That'll make it easier to help structure this thing to make it a little bit easier. I also went through and tried to clean up. There were areas where I had multiple copies of pieces of rules, like a paragraph or a whole section of the rules that are, I copied and pasted and moved around, but didn't get the other, that's sort of cleanup, right? That's sort of cleanup. Now I have to decide on the structure of how it's all laid out to make it easier to understand, right? And that's something that I tried to do all along, but to be honest, I think I only achieved it partially in the first one. And in this one, I think it'll be a little bit easier because there's less when it comes to setting up a character. There's more when it comes to, say, like combat and stuff like that. Using your skills, there's a little bit more than there used to be. So, I think it's, in the end, it probably evens out, but we'll see. We'll see. I did hear from somebody regarding doing some testing on the combat. My invitation is still open to anybody who's listening. LostinBronx@gmail.com, LostinBronx@gmail. Just reach out. We'll figure out a time to get together online with, using a variety of different tools to try to, get together and hash out some testing on this thing. If you have never played a role-playing game, or if it's not something that you feel confident in, let me assure you that this is a game that will be easy to pick up. It really will be easy to pick up. The combat will be a little more convoluted than it used to be, but we'll walk through that. And part of the reason I want to do this is to see if it is too convoluted, If it's the sort of thing that it's like, man, this is ridiculous, or it doesn't make sense, or this doesn't add anything, which is the real killer right there. If it doesn't actually add anything to the experience, there's no purpose in having it there at all, If it's convoluted or if it's complicated, but it adds something, you might find a way to simplify things or to make it a little bit easier to do things, but you do want to keep it because it's, the game itself is the sum of it, hopefully it is at least the sum of its parts, and with any luck, it'll be more, but it is a new combat. It's not a new combat, as I said before, it's not a new combat system. It's just more stuff bolted onto the old one. And I think it adds to the experience, maybe not. And it is still the advanced system. The simple one, especially for initiative, is still in place. And, initiative, in a lot of ways, initiative is where you're going to lose time structuring things up. The simple way is everybody just goes. You just roll your... It doesn't matter what order you're in. Everybody's going at the same time. And it's assumed that all of the actions are happening more or less simultaneously, right? And that's actually, in a lot of ways, that's my preference. First off, it's a lot easier to go, in the game. It's a lot easier to go through it all that way because it doesn't really matter what order anything's in. And you don't really have to keep track of any of that stuff. So it's easier from a game master standpoint, but it's also more realistic because in a fight, that's how it really happens. You have four people, all of you are fighting at the same time, That's really realism, and that's realism, but it doesn't seem that way because of the, there is a school of thought in role-playing games. And not every game follows this. Not every gamer or game master or game designer follows this philosophy. But there is a school of thought, and these things go in vogue. They come in for a while, and everyone thinks that's the way to do it, and then they kind of fade away, right? And there's always people who are big advocates and others who are big detractors. But there is a school of thought that says that especially something like combat is supposed to be a simulation of the real thing, right? But to get there, they break it down into artificial segments and all the things you can do in a segment to try to keep track of all the different possibilities that, you know, you have at your disposal, all the things that you can do to influence this fight, right? That is not realistic in the slightest, okay? That does not simulate reality, okay? But it does keep it very organized, and it allows you to be both strategic and tactical in your actions, right? And I think that's ultimately what people want. They want something that will test their brain, right? If I add this bonus and do this special action, I will get this and this and this if I use this skill, right? And in this particular circumstance, it will be an advantage to me to do that, whereas in other circumstances, it might not be, right? In fact, it might be a disadvantage. So that sort of thinking is fun. You know, it's part of a lot of game systems. But I don't think people should fool themselves into thinking that it's realistic, because it is not. You know, realism in a fight is chaos. It is just roaring chaos. And I offer that ability, if that's what you want, in Star Drifter. Or at least some simulation of that, you know. But on the flip side, for the advanced rules, I do break it down, and I break it down pretty well for the game, right? Sorry about the wind. For some games, they get into a lot of minutiae regarding what your character can do, right? Because there are game mechanics built in to the system that offer feats and different abilities that your character can take advantage of, right? Listen, Star Drifter, I don't do that. It's still very simplified. It's still based on your skill, right? But all of the modifications that go into that all build up to a single die roll, right? It builds up to a 20-sided die to hit. And what the other character is doing at that moment will influence how effective your hit is, right? Some of the things they do may turn, you know, that they're doing act as a negative modifier on your roll, and other things don't affect your roll, but may affect whether or not your attack actually hits, because they're wearing armor, they have shields, they have this other stuff. So it's a new layer of complexity, but I think it brings something to the game. What I believe, in my opinion, the way a Star Drifter adventure should be run is that if it doesn't really matter that much, then, you know, as to like who goes first and all this other stuff, then don't do it, right? Some situations it will matter, you know, it will really matter who's doing what and when, but in a lot of them it won't. So rather than say I always use the basic combat rules, or I always use the advanced combat rules, I say you should use both, because they're both tools, and you use the right tool for the job, right? That's my opinion. That's how I would go about doing it. But it needs testing, because it's just a theory until there's proof, right? Until you know, we can find out about that, whether it holds water or not. So anyway, I guess that's it for today on this chaotic weather, chaotic energy, just running around sort of day. 'Cause right now I am home.